Good morning. I'm struggling today. Got something I need to share with you that has really impacted my life. You know, we think that we have every day. We think we're invincible. We think that nothing could ever happen to us because of who we are. Yesterday, life was going very well. My wife and I have been talking about enjoying the day yesterday and going for a nice swim. And we did. Things were going good. And I found out just how quick things can turn around, how dangerous things can get in a matter of a blink of an eye. But I was on a raft that I had never seen before, had never used, but it had a netting, very flexible netting, and two inflated ends, and I was on it, and one floaty thing was in front of me, and the other one was back behind me, and we were having a really good time. And I was just floating across. And I got into the very deep end of water at the pool. And it was just Janine and I there. And I praised God that my wife was there. Because the next thing I know, I don't know what happened. I can tell you this, I know the devil was trying to take me out. Because all of a sudden, this thing I was on goes underneath me and is wrapped around my legs, and I'm pulled into the water and I couldn't come up. And I started to panic. And I was taking water in through my nose. I had my mouth closed, holding my breath. I just, for some reason, was the only thing I could think was just, for once, keep my mouth shut. And I had this thing wrapped around in my legs and I couldn't kick. I couldn't come up to the surface. And all I kept thinking was, I'm going to die today. This is it. I'm underwater fighting for my life, panicked. This had been one of my biggest fears as a kid. I'd seen it in movies and I thought, I never want to die like that. I lost a dear friend who drowned in Marion City Lake, and I thought, unfathomable. And the more I fought, the more I panicked, the weaker I got. And I told Janine last night, I said, somewhere in all that, I'm pretty sure I said, God, please help me, save me. And I just kept going down, and then all of a sudden, Janine was up there watching the whole thing, and Janine said, I watched you just go down. And all of a sudden, I just felt something just push and lift me up in the water. And I got my head above the water finally, and to look back, and there's my wife, and I'm screaming out for help. And she comes after me right away and had a flotation device. And she threw that at me, and I grabbed a hold of it, and I'm still crying out for help. And let me tell you something. When I got on that flotation device and got to the edge of that swimming pool, I never in a million years ever would have thought something like that would happen to me. Because I thought, you know, I'm a child of God, I'm a pastor, I'm a good guy. You know, I love people. I thought nothing. But if Janine hadn't been there yesterday, I wouldn't be here today. I would have been in heaven. But I want to tell you this. The devil tried to take me out. This is not the only time the devil's tried to take my life. But yesterday was one of the most severe attacks. I don't know what God's planning, but you know, I had got to a place in my walk with the Lord where I thought I was doing okay. I thought I was all right. And I was just kind of cruising. So I'm, you know. And then I kind of got to a place where I thought, am I really doing enough? And then I wasn't satisfied with my life. I wasn't satisfied with how things were going. And I told Janine a while back, I said, I don't even think I want to be in the ministry anymore. I just, you know, just trusting on myself too much. And let me tell you, when this happened yesterday, when I was on the edge of that pool wall, fighting for the breath that I was still trying to get, panicked, scared, shaking, my mind just whirling 100 miles an hour. I saw my life flash before me in that water. And I praise God that my wife was there. She remained calm. She acted courageously. But let me tell you, when God's trying to say something to you, you better listen. Because I'm telling you, it doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter what position you have in life. It doesn't matter what title's behind your name. You are not exempt from something happening that you know not of. I know Eugene can identify with what happened in his family with his son. Well, let me tell you what, my eyes were really open yesterday. I could have died. My wife would have been without me today. This church would have been without a pastor. Well, we would have found another one, but I mean, it really hit me that we got to get serious. We can't play life anymore. We have to take into thought and consideration that anything can happen at any time. And I want to ask you, are you ready? Are you really ready? Because yesterday, if I would have died, some things that I hadn't prayed about from yesterday or day before, I hadn't really prayed. I wondered, what would God have said to me if I would have stood before Him and the reality was there? So I wanted to share that with you as a testimony this morning of how real God is. I've preached sermons about when you call out to Him that He will come to your aid, and He will. And He did that yesterday. You know, the devil's been attacking my life a lot for the last I don't know how many years, trying to destroy me, trying to get me to die out of ministry, whatever. And I've heard of this happening to preachers before. I'm not saying I'm anything special. I'm not saying that at all. But you know, to be a pastor, that's always been in my heart. That's always been a calling on my life from the Lord. Been doing it for 38, almost 39 years now. And I'm thankful that today I'm here, that I got breath in my lungs, that I didn't die. I love my wife. I'm going to try to get through this sermon. This has been very traumatic on me. I'm sorry that if I'm not as joyful today. I'm thankful to be here. But I just pray that you will pray for me. Because God I'm telling you, God is going to move in this church, and we've got to be ready for it. This was an eye-opener for me yesterday, that time is so precious and short. And let me tell you this, I prayed last night, I prayed even yesterday. Lord, you have something, and I told Janine last night as we were talking before bed, I said, I don't know what God has in store, but Satan sure tried to keep me from it. And he didn't win again. He didn't win. And by the grace of God, I stand here today, a victorious child of the Lord God. Now I'm going to preach this sermon in two parts. I'll preach part of it this time. And if I don't know, the next service, next Sunday is our anniversary. I don't know if I'll preach or not, but I'll preach the other part sometime. But I just pray that you will please pray for me and Janine, because this has been a very traumatic thing yesterday. I'm not saying that my situation is more important than anybody else's. I'm not. I'm not saying that at all, because I believe that anything we go through, something deep, it's something that we should show a lot of love and compassion to people for and pray for them and lift them up. Because every situation is very meaningful to the Lord. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 18 through 23. I want to preach today on beware of worldly wisdom. And when you get to the scripture, I'd like to ask you if you would please stand as I read from God's Word, if you're able to stand. 1 Corinthians 3, 18 through 23. Let no one deceive himself. If anyone among you seems to be wise in this age, let him become a fool, that he may become wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. For it is written, he catches the wise in their own craftiness. And again, the Lord knows the thoughts of the wise, that they are futile. Therefore, let no one boast in men, for all things are yours, whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world or life or death or things present or things to come, all are yours, and you are Christ's. And Christ is God. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you for the reading of this precious, precious word. And God, we ask of you today, Lord, to impart this word to us in a mighty way, Lord, that we can take a look at it, that what we hear from you today, Lord, we will put to practice in our life, that Father, we will quit listening to the ways of the world, which are so deceitful and misleading, Lord. And God, today, I pray as I preach this message, Lord, that your Holy Spirit will work mightily through me and let the word come only through you, from you, through your Holy Spirit, dear God. Nothing from my own words and my own thoughts. And God, we give you the praise and the honor and the glory. It's in Jesus' holy name I pray. Amen. You may be seated. I want to start this off by saying that true wisdom, it begins when we stop trusting human wisdom and start trusting God. And all over the world right now, we see churches that are starting to adopt the world views of Christianity. And basically what I'm meaning and saying by that is that the world has taken God's word and they have twisted it in such a way that it is now being brought into churches, and people are literally living sinful lives, and they're saying that it is okay to do so because they are covered by God's grace. They have put their own meanings to what God's word commands us to stay away from. Well, I think we were watching a program or a video about a church in Florida. And I'm not judging anybody, but I'm telling you this is what's going on in our country today. There are a lot of churches that have adopted that it's okay to have a same-sex pastor, that it's okay for these pastors to dress in women's clothing, to wear makeup. And we saw this on a video for a church in Florida. I am not judging this church, and I am not saying anything bad about these people. What I am telling you, this is something that's going on in the world today because we have somehow, we have disengaged ourselves from the very Spirit of God who brought us to the place that we are today. He's the one who gave us life, and He's the one who gave us everything that we have in this life. And somehow, a lot of people have turned away from that because it's not enough for them. You remember when the Israelites were in the wilderness for so many years, because they were away from God. They wouldn't follow God. They wouldn't listen to His commandments. They listened to their own ways. And that's what we're seeing. So things are no different today than they were back in the days of the Bible. Sin is running rampant. But the problem is the worldview is starting to take a rise in our churches. And we are seeing a lot of churches today that are basically just standing back, or they're laying on their backs, and they're letting the world come in and walk all over them, and they're letting them change the rules. They're letting them change the ways of living. Now, I'll say this. There is sin in the world, and you and I as Christians, we are supposed to hate the sin, and we are supposed to be against the things of this world. But yet we see Christianity falling more and more into the ways and the wickedness of this world. And we know who's behind it. Satan is behind it. Satan has wanted to destroy everything that God set in motion from the beginning of time. From the moment Satan got himself kicked out of heaven, he was called the prince of the earth, the prince of the power, and the power of the air and of this world. So we know that evil exists here. You and I cannot see the fight, the spiritual battle that is going on. The human eye cannot see the demonic forces that are at work in our lives. I mean, I've experienced it in my life, yes. Went through that yesterday. The demonic forces that are trying to stop the people of God from carrying out the work that God has called us to do. Here recently, we have even seen the Methodist Church split, and one group of the Methodist Church has gone off and they're living a life of sin, and another section of the Methodist Church has decided to follow the ways of the Lord. So we're seeing divisions happen within God's own house. We're seeing churches falling apart because people have been misled by their own beliefs and ideas. The believer does not need to boast in human leaders or worldly wisdom, because everything belongs to us through Jesus Christ, and we belong to Christ. And what we're seeing today, and I'm not saying a bad word about Donald Trump, but I'll tell you what I'm seeing a lot of. I'm seeing a lot more people put their faith in Donald Trump and what he's going to do than I see people putting their faith in God and what he wants to do. People are putting their faith and trust in world leaders, and they're actually treating them like some type of Messiah. They are literally worshiping these people. And you have to know and realize that the leaders of this world are sinful people just like you and I. They don't have a remedy. They don't have a plan. They don't have some crafty way of getting us out of the trouble that we're in. What got us into the trouble that we're in is sin and the fact that the world has taken a part of it, but now that Christianity is getting involved in that sin. And what we used to call bad, now we're calling good. And what was called good is now being called bad. And God is trying to wake up a church, but the church has their head in a fog. They are not listening. And even worse than having worldly leaders that we're worshiping, we have religious leaders that people have their eyes set upon. Like these religious people are going to be the ones who help them out of their own trouble. People worship Joel Osteen. They worship T.D. Jakes. I hear people all the time, they go on and they go on and they go on about the great things of these TV preachers. And I'll tell you what I see in the TV preachers. They're preaching a prosperity gospel. They're robbing financially from good Christian people, and they are living a life. They are blinded to the ways of God, but they're wanting to soak up the ways of the world. They have lusts and desires of the flesh that they are fulfilling day after day. And I have seen in the news where so many of these religious leaders are sitting in prison today because they have stolen money from people. They have falsely led people astray in a false teaching of God's Word. They're telling people in the world today, these preachers, that God wants you to be rich. God wants you to have the best life ever. If you can think it, you can have it. If you can say it, it will happen. And that's a bunch of hogwash. What God is saying to us today is I need you to turn your eyes upon me. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full into His wonderful face. And the things of this earth, they will grow strangely dim. I can't remember who wrote that good old hymn, but thank God they did. And I'll tell you what, if it takes something to get our eyes open, then I pray that whatever it is happens to where we can get our eyes open. You know, like I said, I was cruising along thinking everything's okay. And God had to use a traumatic situation to speak to me. Well, He got my attention, I'll tell you that. My attention's been gotten. How about you? I'm not going to point no fingers and judge. I'm going to keep a finger right here because this guy needs to walk with the Lord day in and day out. This guy needs to obey the commandments of the Lord God and follow them instead of what the world is telling me to do. I tell you what, here recently, I've been listening to some so-called Christian friends of mine, and they're telling me, you know, here's what you should do for these things in your life, for these situations. And sometimes I've caught myself sitting there almost agreeing with it. But then when I would go back and really think deep on it, the things that they're telling me wasn't even jiving with what the Bible would say. But anyway, let me get back into this. What Paul is doing here in this scripture, Paul was addressing the church at Corinth. Because a lot of people at the church of Corinth were saying, well, I'm of Paul. Some were saying, well, I'm of Apollos. See, what the people were doing, they were identifying with people that were made by God, people that were just like them. That's who they were identifying with. They were not identifying with the church. That's exactly what we have happening today right here in America, and it's happening around the world. We have quit identifying ourselves as children of God. And you know what we're doing now? We're identifying ourselves as Pentecostal. We're identifying ourselves as Baptist. We're identifying ourselves as Apostolic, Catholic, Methodist, Lutheran, there is so many different religions out there. And even people go, well, I don't belong to that, but I belong to this church. People are starting to identify themselves with the church building or the church name that they attend. And they have literally pushed God aside. And that's what they're living for today. And I'll tell you what, that is a fast road to destruction right there. We cannot identify ourselves to a religion. Religion is not the way to live. That's why I have always said, I just don't like it when a church adopts, now churches will adopt bylaws and a constitution, and a lot of them abide by, but there's too many times that a church will make that their gospel, and that's what they live by, and they start telling people that unless they follow their ways, they're not going to heaven. I got into a conversation one night at a McDonald's restaurant with an apostolic preacher, and the apostolic preacher said, well, unless you do it A, B, and C, you're not going to heaven. And I said, you're absolutely wrong. That's not what the Bible says. To get to heaven, we have to believe in our hearts who Jesus is. We have to believe everything about Him. And we have to confess with our mouth. Because with the heart we believe and we confess with the mouth unto salvation. It's not found within the walls of the church that gets you into heaven. We have to reject the wisdom of this world. We're not supposed to follow people and what people say. I want to say this. Just because somebody has the title of pastor doesn't mean that they're always walking in the ways of God. There are wolves in sheep's clothing. And as I said, if you turn on the TV and you listen to some of these people, it is literally sickening and disgusting when they are telling senior citizens, if you don't have the money in your bank account, get your credit card out and sow a seed of $5,000, and when you do that, God will answer your prayers. That's baloney. That is absolute baloney. But people are falling into the traps of listening to other people. There are people today who are going to psychics. There are people who go and they read the horoscopes. I know Christian people who live by their sign or whatever it is. I know people who trust in whatever sign they were for the month they were born. They go, well, my horoscope says it. Well, I tell you what, I wouldn't be trusting in that horoscope. What I would be trusting in is what God is saying, what God's Word says. If I were some of these other people, I would be waking up. Jesus is coming back very soon. And you know, we are drawn away. We are enticed by the lusts and desires of the flesh and of this world. And people are going after the big jobs. They're going after the big homes. They want a title in the community. They want their name to be known. I've heard this so many times in life. Well, do you know so-and-so? No, I don't. What? Well, do you know who they are? No, and I don't care. I ain't trying to be mean by saying that, but I don't care if they own a multi-million dollar business. I don't care about that person's, that family's name and where they come from, because so many of these people are living for the riches of the world, and they want more and more and more, and they do anything they can to get it. All the while, you and I as Christian people, we belong to Christ. And yet, we turn away from that because we often say, He's not enough. And there are Christians today who are saying, Christ is not enough for me, and they turn away. I've got a friend of mine, I ain't going to say his name, He used to be a pastor right here in Carbondale. He got caught up in the ways of the world. He started to listen to what other people said. See, people follow different religions. They have their own gods. See, there's only one true God, and He's the one that created this world and every living thing in it. There's only one God. But all these false religions are out there. He got caught up in false religions. He got caught up in black magic and all this other stuff. And the moment that he did that, he was enticed. He was hooked. And it drug him away. And he quit preaching the Word of God. And he started worshiping the sun and the moon and whatever else evil thing was out there. And now he doesn't believe that Jesus is the Son of God. He doesn't believe there's a heaven, and he doesn't believe there's a hell anymore. Now, I'm preaching this today to get our eyes open to the fact that it is happening all around us. And God is trying to get our attention today. Quit following people. Quit listening. Just because a preacher says something, don't believe it unless you know it is from the Word of God. Because there are preachers today that are grooming people, and they are sending them straight to hell with their false ideologies and their perverted ways. It's happening all across this country. And we just stand by like it's all right, like it'll blow over one day. Jesus said that we're the salt of the earth. If we lose our flavor, then what kind of an impact are we going to have? If we give up our witness, if we walk away from Christ, then what kind of an effect are we going to have on a lost and dying world? I want to tell you this. An eye-opening experience in life will sure change your outlook on it. Tell you what, I want to be more devoted to prayer now. I want to be more devoted to serving Him. I don't want to be leisurely. I don't want to be one of those that listens to somebody else. I don't want to be somebody who falls in line with somebody living in sin. I want to be somebody that stands up and says, I am a child of God. This is my life. This is the way I'm going to live it. And I'm going to follow after this word. I want to be a good disciple. Do I want to go to heaven? Yes. Am I ready now? No. I've got so many people I want to witness to. I got so many people I pray for. So many people I want to see at the altar. And that's, I'll get into that next time I preach, the second time I preach this. 1 Corinthians 1:25. The foolishness of God is wiser than men. The Bible says to know the ways of God, that's where you become. Now listen what I'm about to say, and please listen carefully. When you know the ways of God, then you become foolish. But listen, you become foolish to the world because the world thinks you're crazy. When we live in the world and we think that we're wise, that's when we're foolish. That's when we become fools. I'll tell you this, and I ain't knocking anybody with degrees. I've got almost a bachelor's. I'm a couple points away or a couple hours away from a bachelor's, but that doesn't make me anything special. But I'll tell you this, there's a lot of people that have PhDs that think they got it all, and they don't. They think they know it all. I got a friend. I won't go there. I'll be just chasing a rabbit around the tree. Don't ask only what does the world say. We need to ask what does God say. That's what our life should be patterned after. What does God say? What is His commandments? What is He wanting me to do today? Did your parents ever have to get right in front of you and almost have to shake you to get your attention, to get you to listen? That is unfortunately what God is going to have to do to people today to get them to listen. Yeah, I was living for the Lord, and yes, I was doing the best I could, but I wasn't doing good enough. And it took a traumatic situation to open my eyes even more, that life is very futile. Life is very short. I've got a job to do, and I don't want to waste that time anymore. I have a wife to love even more. I have a wife to care for even more. And that's what I need to do every day. I've got a church family that I love, a church to pastor, and that's what I want to do even more. I've been busy at it, doing stuff, but I want to do even more. Are you with me? That's what I want to know. Are you with me, church family? Thank you, Carrie. We've got to get out from behind the name of the church. We've got to get out from behind the name of the religion. We've got to get out from behind what we believe other people are saying in the world. And we've got to get ourselves in line with Jesus Christ. And we've got to realize who we are, who we worship, and who is really in control. I tell you what, now after what happened yesterday, I had a pretty good sleep last night because I prayed a lot before going to sleep and I fell asleep praying. And then when I woke up at 2 o'clock this morning, realizing I hadn't finished my prayers, I continued to pray again. And I tell you what, today looked a lot better to me than yesterday did. Today is a whole lot sweeter. When I went to wake my wife up, that was even sweeter than it ever had been before. Because I got to thinking, what would it have been like for her to wake up this morning and me not there? There wouldn't be another I love you. There wouldn't be another how beautiful you are, how sweet and wonderful I am, how thankful I am for you. There wouldn't be none of that. Because we get so caught up in this world and we think there's nothing more important than that. We think there's nothing more divine than this world. I haven't even preached hardly half of that outline this morning that I had ready. I'm preaching this sermon today as a testimony to you as to what God is saying, what God is expecting of us. There's great things that this church does. But I want to tell you what, don't get behind that and push that thing. I ain't saying anything bad, but we can't identify as the church that has the yard sales every spring and fall. We can't be known as the church that puts out a lot of Christmas shoe boxes. We need to be known as a church that lives its life for Jesus Christ, that we stand behind the Word of God, that we live what we say, that we believe what His Word says, and that we do it wholeheartedly. That's what we need to stand behind. We don't need to identify with the name Boscadale Baptist Church. We need to identify ourselves with the name of God the Father and Jesus Christ His Son. That's what we need to identify with. I tell you, this is an eye-opener. This is an eye-opener today. I really hope and pray. I'm going to cut it right there. I hear the Lord saying, stop there. So I pray that somebody's heart has been spoken to, because let me tell you, if you get involved with the world and the ways of the world, it will pervert you and it will turn you inside out. And before you know it, you're hooked. And I say that as a warning. You are God's, and Christ is God's as well. We are very precious to Him. So I want to encourage each and every one of us. I'm not going to say each and every one of you. I'm saying each and every one of us. I want to encourage you today. Get your eyes and your heart open and get out of the world. Get out of what you heard and what you believe from anybody else. And I want to challenge you to get into this Word. And I want to challenge all of us to start growing together and to see this church grow, and we get rooms cleaned out and ready, and we start having more Sunday school. Amen? That's what we're here for. I'm not going to apologize for being a pastor that tickles your ears. I'm not. I want to be a pastor that I challenge myself and that we challenge our own lives, that we live full out for God.